You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. 29 years ago, Central New Yorkers were struggling to come to grips with the news that Pan Am Flight 103 exploded over Lockerbie, Scotland the day before, killing 35 Syracuse University students. WAER's Scott Willis reports SU continued a tradition Thursday of holding an annual remembrance service and ceremony at 2:03 p.m., the time the plane and all 270 people on board were lost.
The Kraus chimes rang 35 times in honor of the students.
On that day, it seemed the future was stolen. Here at Syracuse University, we lost a generation. 35 young lives taken. Taken before their potential and possibility could be realized.
Brian Conkle presided over his first remembrance ceremony as the new dean of Hendricks Chapel. He was a young man growing up in central Wisconsin when he heard the news.
I remember it vividly. And so years later to now be here at Syracuse University and to see this lived out, it's really profound.
Lawrence Mason Jr. was a young Newhouse professor who also worked part-time as a photographer for United Press International in 1988. He remembers wrapping Christmas gifts at home when he got a call from his boss about the tragedy. The assignment to shoot the basketball game that evening changed dramatically when he and a co-worker were to capture the feeling on campus.
David actually shot, and I transmitted to the world, a picture of a crying cheerleader, one of our cheerleaders, which was the most widely seen picture out of Syracuse. It ran all over the world, front page, and it encapsulated just what everybody was feeling that night at the basketball game. I don't remember who we played. I don't remember who won. I remember the dome being quiet. There were still a lot of people there, but I just don't think they knew what to do with themselves.
Mason says it was a strange time on campus as the names of the students were slowly released.
There was no community to grieve together because the students were all gone. The campus grieving started in mid-January when everybody came back to school. And we had a big memorial service in the Carrier Dome.
Mason says the students live on at SU.
These students had unfulfilled lives, not from their own devices. And it's up to us to remember them and keep their memories alive and do things in their honor. And that's what we do.
Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.